Good afternoon, I'm Daryl Snodgrass. Checking on the Arts is made possible by the Pink Palace. The Concerts International Chamber Music season continues next Tuesday evening at 7:30 at Harris Concert Hall on the University of Memphis campus with the Dali Quartet, bringing its signature mix of Latin American, classical, and romantic repertoire. Its tours include appearances for distinguished chamber music and cultural center series in the U.S., Canada, and South America. Trained by world-renowned artists, members of the Dali Quartet are from Venezuela, Puerto Rico, and the U.S., and have studied at esteemed institutions such as the Cleveland Institute of Music, Yale University, Indiana University, Bloomington, and the Simon Bolivar Conservatory in Caracas, Venezuela. The Dali Quartet is based in Philadelphia. The group's Latin Fiesta workshops and family concerts in both traditional and innovative settings move listeners. The Dali Quartet is sought after for masterclasses and professional development workshops for students and opens musical vistas for younger kids with its week-long Any Given Child programs. In addition, the quartet's International Music Festival is an admired chamber music and orchestral program founded in 2004, which develops the performance skills of young musicians up through semi-professional levels. At this concert, the Dali Quartet is joined by Venezuelan-American pianist Vanessa Perez, who performs in prestigious venues across the United States, Latin America, and Europe. She is a Steinway artist. I spoke with Dali Quartet founding violist Adriana Linares. We always like to start these interviews with talking about the music, what you're going to be performing here. Your quartet, the Dali Quartet, is very well known for doing Spanish and South American music, and you're doing quite a bit of that on this program, as well as one big exception, which we'll get to later. And you're starting off with, a composer that many of us are familiar with through his work with the tango, but he also does a lot of other stuff, Astor Piazzolla, with Four for Tango. Tell us about this piece.
Sure. Well, this piece was commissioned and premiered by the Kronos Quartet, and it's one of his latest works. We enjoy it very much because the idea of this tango nuevo that Astor Piazzolla proposes in his music, it's quite fascinating to performers and audiences as well. So you can hear in some of his music, of course, you can hear some of the traditional tango elements, but I would say with a twist. And the way he does it in this 4/4 tango is quite fascinating with all these effects that we have written in the music. So you'll get to hear sounds like güiro, which is a scratching and behind the bridge technique, mm-hmm. and whips, which is a fast glissando made with the left hand. And then we have sirens in the music. So you will hear some of that novelty, some of those new sounds, and here and there you'll hear some of the tango rhythms and melodies and things like that. But it's not that, it's definitely not the typical tango that you're expecting to hear. it's quite shocking to audiences when we play. Everybody just gets out of the seats and they seem very excited because it's a very, very surprising kind of sound. So we love to perform the 4/4 tango, and it's one of our favorite pieces. And you know, I think audiences are really going to enjoy this one for sure.
And then you continue with your break from South American and Spanish music with the Brahms Quintet for Piano and Strings in F minor. And you're going to be joined by Vanessa Perez for this.
Vanessa Perez, yes. Vanessa Perez. Actually, I met her about 10 years ago in Venezuela. A lovely pianist, so talented. I've always heard about her before I'd met her. And we actually went to the same school in Venezuela for a little bit, the Friedman School in Caracas. And I was excited to hear that we were going to collaborate on this project with her. And we are super excited. This is one of the big masterworks that every quartet and every chamber musician dreams to play. And what a wonderful opportunity to play with Vanessa. I mean, this music is just wonderful, beautiful melodies and thick almost orchestration, like full orchestration. It's very grand sort of music, and of course it's Brahms, and it's just quite an experience for us. And we're gonna be we start out by having string sectionals and kind of coordinating everything that has to do with bowing and articulations before the pianist comes together, and then we the collaborative project continues by adding the pianist and seeing her musical ideas and putting all that together. So, it's, you know, all of us have performed it somehow in one instance or another, but it would be quite interesting to see what ideas and musical proposals she brings to the piece and so forth. So we're looking forward to working together, putting it together for your concert, and also performing it for the first time with Vanessa Perez.
All right. Well, that sounds great. A Mid-South premiere for us here. So that's exciting.
We're speaking with Adriana Linares, founding violist of the Dolly Quartet, appearing next Tuesday evening at 7:30 at Harris Concert Hall on the University of Memphis campus as part of the Concerts International Chamber Music season. If you'd like tickets, go to cimemphis.org, or for more information, call 527-3067.
You're going to continue then in the second half with a piece called The Bullfighter's Prayer by Joaquin Turina, a Spanish sort of romantic impressionist composer.
Absolutely. This is one of our most favorite pieces to perform. You can hear in this piece some of the Paso Doble Spanish traditional dance with French harmonies and, of course, some really beautiful romantic melodies. You could imagine what goes through the mind of a bullfighter before they go into the big fight. The piece really walks you through a variety of emotions. I mean, there you can really sense calmness, almost like a praying-like quality to the music, and then you can sense really dramatic chords with standos marked and really strong harmonies that probably call for moments of drama when they're really into the fight. And then the piece sort of ends in this quiet, beautiful, serene harmonies and melodies, and it really, really captivates the audience's attention. This is one of our favorites to also perform and to bring to audiences. And then you can hear, the interesting thing is the melting pot of styles, because you could really hear some Paso Doble Spanish dance clearly in some of the portions, and then all of a sudden you're listening and you're thinking, is this Ravel or is this something? What is it? So it's beautiful. It's a beautiful piece of music. Joaquin Turina is a fantastic composer, and we're really excited to bring that to Memphis.
And then you're going to wrap up with Villa-Lobos, which, of course, you almost have to do, I guess. He wrote so many string quartets, but you're starting off with the first one, the string quartet number one.
Yeah, 17 quartets, right?
Right.
Yes, absolutely. This first one is it's sort of like a collection of miniatures, and it's his very first quartet. There's a bit of everything in the music. You can hear, of course, some of the song-like influence. Some of the movements are titled Canto Lirico and Melancolia. So you can hear some of the song-like influence. His father was a guitarist, and there's a movement that you can clearly hear, a lot of pizzicato between the cello and the viola, trying to emulate that guitar sound. There is some Bach influence. Two of the movements, actually, the last one clearly is a fugue inspired by Bach. As we know, Villa-Lobos was quite inspired by Johann Sebastian's music.
Sure.
The Bachianas Brasileiras.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So you'll definitely hear this in the last moment titled Jumping Like a Bean. So you'll hear the fugue like with a very high spirit sort of jumpy sort of music. And one of my favorites is the Melancolia, which features our cellist Jesus Morales, which it's a beautiful, I would say it's my favorite movement, the fifth movement. Slow, very warm and rich harmonies. You can sort of hear sometimes a little bit of jazz influence. Some of the chord progressions definitely have some of that, and a little bit of impressionism French music as well. So even though it's his first quartet, you can see sort of the level of exploration that he was having, and it's very nicely organized in the six movements. They're short, and they flow very nicely one to the other, with alternating between fast and slow and fast and slow. So I think audiences are really going to enjoy this one as well.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful program, and I'm very excited to have all these great Spanish and South American pieces performed, pieces that we don't often get to hear these things live, so that's
correct.
That's very exciting. Adriana, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for having us, and we're very eager and excited to arrive there this weekend and start our mini tour in Tennessee and then play for the audiences in Memphis, Tennessee.
My guest today, founding violist Adriana Linares of the Dolly Quartet, appearing next Tuesday evening at 7:30 at Harris Concert Hall on the University of Memphis campus as part of the Concerts International Chamber Music season. If you'd like tickets, go to cimemphis.org or for more information, call 527-3067. Checking on the Arts is made possible by contributing listeners and by the Pink Palace, open for your enjoyment. Wild Africa at the Pink Palace offers a 3D ride across Africa, revealing the fascinating secrets, wonderful creatures, and glorious landscapes of this enchanted kingdom.